Epilogue. Shield World. Chapter 40. 2205 hours. November 4th, 2552, military calendar. Zeta Doradus system, the moon of Onyx, aboard the UNSC Prowler Dusk.
Sir, something.
Lieutenant Zhou Yang hunched over his sensor station, energy spikes dancing on screen.
Double EMP signature. Subsurface.
He shook his head and tugged at one eyebrow nervously.
Multiple energy signatures now. Hundreds. All underground.
Commander Lash and Lieutenant Commander Waters stood over Yang's shoulder and tried to make sense of it.
Definitely nukes, Waters breathed. Radiological ratios indicate it's one of ours.
The electromagnetic pulses faded into a roiling sea of larger waveforms. That's a lot more energy than two Fenris warheads, Lash said. Something bigger is going on down there. He exhaled, and his breath came out in tremulous shudders. No one noticed. He opened a shipcom channel to Cho.
Status of the slipspace capacitors.
73%, Cho answered. Losing 0.03% per minute, sir.
Stand by to jump heat the reactor, Lash told him, and shunt all power to the slipspace system.
There was a long pause over the comm, then,
Aye, sir. Cho out.
Jump heating the reactors would send up a signal flare to the Covenant Armada. Lash hoped, though, whatever this planet-side activity was, would distract them and give the Dusk a chance to finally escape. Lieutenant Bethany Deruno rocked back and forth in her seat, her eyes glued to the three satellite uplinks streaming through her nav station. She tapped on a trio of micro-thruster controls, keeping the Black Widow satellites just hovering at extreme contact range. She was right on the edge. For that matter, so were Yang and Waters. Even Cho below decks was showing classic withdrawal signs that accompanied combat fatigue. The Dusk had survived the destruction of Admiral Patterson's fleet and then stayed quiet and camouflaged in the dark while the Covenant Armada ran right over them. That had been the hardest on his crew. Moving meter by meter toward the moon, drifting through a debris field full of shattered UNSC ship hulls, destroyed escape pods, and thousands of bodies of the bravest men and women in the Navy. They'd made it undetected to the opposite side of the silver moon of Onyx, and gently came to rest in the shadow of a crater. While the Dusk settled to the surface, Lieutenant Commander Cho had released three baseball-sized Black Widow stealth satellites, so they could monitor the Covenant forces.
Energy waves spreading across the planet, sir, Yang said, utterly confounded by his readings.
Put it on screen, Lash ordered.
The three main view screens flickered to life as the feed from their satellites streamed images of Onyx. Oceans of lapis and pearl-colored clouds, emerald continents with zigzagging mountain ranges. In high orbit glided Covenant vessels. They moved in packs, simmering blue against the black of space. A dot appeared on the planet's surface, a red flare that arced upward, showering molten rock and ash. Three more winked on, then a dozen more flashed, then hundreds. Jagged cracks tore between the eruptions, and a spiderweb pattern of glowing lava fissures spread over the world. They reached the polar regions, and the ice caps detonated into geysers of steam.
Plasma bombardment, Waters whispered. The Covenant are glassing the place.
No plasma detected, sir, Yang said. All energy originating from inside the planet.
A single beam of light pierced the thickening clouds. A blinding gold hue that sliced the upper atmosphere and shot into space. Wavering spectra flashed on Yang's screen.
We've seen that before, Lash said.
Combined drone fire.
A second beam joined this first one. Then thousands flashed on and radiated from the surface of Onyx. Scintillating lances filled space and transformed the world into a sea urchin of pure energy. Covenant ships caught by the beams vanished, instantly ionized. Onyx shattered, and the surface exploded into space. Obscured by layers of dust and fire, a blazing pattern emerged beneath, crosses and lines and dots.
Magnification factor 1,000, Lash ordered.
Yang was frozen. Waters bent over and tapped in the command.
The view on screen blinked and stepped closer. Past boiling air, clouds, tumbling mountains, zooming to ground level, revealing a lattice of 3-meter-long rods and half-meter blazing red spheres that hovered between them, forming a crystalline structure.
"Back it off," Lash said.
The view pulled back and showed that this drone-constructed scaffolding stretched over kilometers. They had been under every landmass, every ocean, under the entire surface. Orderly linked rows like the carbon bonds of an infinite polymer chain, or an immense colony of living interlinked army ants. The drones were the planet Onyx.
"There are trillions of them," Lieutenant DeRuno whispered.
Clusters of drones heated. Culminated beams shot forth again, targeting more distant Covenant vessels and vaporizing them.
"They're protecting this place," Water said. "Why?"
"Shockwave from surface detonation impacting far side of the moon in 7 seconds, DeRuno said. The blood drained from her face. The view screens filled with static.
"Lost the satellites," Yang cried.
"Cho," Lash said, "jump heat the reactor and dump everything into those capacitors. Now, get us out of here."